The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Go to NoSafeSpaces.com today.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Broadcasting something very unique and totally different from D.C. The truth. It's the Don Kroah Show on Life-Changing Talk Radio. WAVA. Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. It's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM. WAVA.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Welcome to another hour of the Don Kroah Show. Every day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, chance to talk about stuff going on. And stuff is going on, I tell you. Some of it pretty serious, as a matter of fact. Each week, as a matter of fact, at this time, we take a few minutes to talk with our friends at 21 Wilberforce. It's a mutual effort to get our collective hands, if you will, on the pulse of, the places of the world where freedom really has been severely abridged, if not totally denied, and persecution following not only Christian groups, but other faith groups as well. And so we ask someone, and usually it's our good friend Luann, who's going to join me in a moment, to join us. But we've had several of her colleagues through the years join us here on this feature. And it's an intentional effort on the part of all of us to raise your awareness so that you're aware, and then you can, as I often say, get informed and get involved. And Luann, welcome. It's always good to talk to you. I understand there are two important things we want to cover during these few minutes together. One, update from USURF, and also the launching of a very special idea or event, if you will, and more by 21 Wilberforce. So welcome.
Thank you, Don. Glad to join you.
Let's talk first about the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom and the latest annual report. What does it have to tell us?
USURF, remind folks that that is an appointed panel of eight volunteers serving two-year terms who monitor Congress and what Congress is doing to help advance international religious freedom. And so they do an annual report, Don, and very fascinating. The 2020 report just came out. And the information from that report came from, they made 11 visits around the world and held five congressional hearings, published 19 other reports. And so basically what they do is say, here's some of the countries we really need to pay attention to. And in particular, this year's report features 29 countries. I want to highlight just two things about that. India was added to the list for the very first time. That may surprise some people, but they have a new citizenship law there that just came about in the last few months. And 100 million Muslims are being forced out of the country. And so that landed them on the list for the first time. A couple other things to note, not only who's on the list, but who got bumped down a couple notches. One was Syria and Uzbekistan, both of them for some of the progress they've made. So that report is fascinating, such as you can learn things like about 1.8 million Muslims that were put in Chinese concentration camps recently, or 50,000 Christians are being held in prison in North Korea, and other things like 5,000 Baptist calendars were just burned in Turkmenistan. So not only, I mean, there's just some real storytelling in there, as well as what your congressmen, these are all your listeners and around the country, what our senators and congressmen are doing, because national security and foreign policy is all tied to religious freedom. So you can access that report at uscirf.gov.
Excellent. I hope you note that, folks. We'll repeat it again in a few minutes. But it is something you can go to and read in depth what Luann has just described very, very succinctly for us. But there's so much more there. I know she would agree. Let's talk about launching of the 21 Wilberforce Global Freedom Center, and especially what's coming up tonight in that regard.
Well, thank you, Don. And yes, 21 Wilberforce has been in existence for 5 years, but with several new developments, we've repositioned, and tonight we launched the 21 Wilberforce Global Freedom Center. And what that means is three things. We still continue all of our programs, but we have two new developments. We have a brand new online digital hub website that any listener, anybody can access free and go on and see stories and campaigns. You can list prayers you want to give to countries, just all kinds of ways to further international religious freedom and to help fight persecution. And then also, we have cemented a partnership with the Baptist World Alliance, and we're extremely excited. We now will be working with believers in 125 countries, churches, and individuals in that BWA, Baptist World Alliance network, to tap in and further a global movement on international religious freedom. So this Freedom Center, just some new developments where you can learn about that, but particularly tonight, the first event, it's free. It is 1 hour, 7:30 Eastern time. You can hear from Judge Ken Starr. You can hear from USERF Commissioner Gail Manchin. Benjamin Kwasi will be speaking online, and you can answer questions from Nigeria, as well as Miriam Ibrahim, the Sudan survivor of persecution who had her baby in prison. Those four global advocates will be on with Randall. And you can learn more, register, or watch it even tomorrow at 21wilberforce.org/launch. That's 21wilberforce.org/launch.
This is an amazing step forward. As you say, there are two sides to every challenge that comes our way, and this pandemic has made us even more aware, and many of us more comfortable than ever, going online for some of these virtual experiences. I'm sure many of our listeners have been doing it with their own local churches and their own other group meetings, even business meetings. So this is really a way of just simply plugging into that meeting virtually tonight, correct?
Right. And if they don't, if you go online to that site, you can read about it. But if you don't want to watch it on Zoom, or you can, there's a phone number you can call and just listen in. And it's very prompt. It's 1 hour. I can tell you, I've been involved in the planning. It is absolutely powerful. Look, Dawn, you know, we talk every week. And what I love about you and what you know Wilberforce does, we're not a think tank. We're a do tank. And this allows us to do more in the field, in countries, and your listeners to do more.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And one more quick question in that regard. Does Wilberforce welcome support, partnership of any sort?
Absolutely. You know, we're partnering, and the point is, and tonight you can even go online. We're asking churches and individuals tonight, you can go online free, click a link, read a prayer that is powerful during the pandemic from a pastor in Wuhan. You can write your own little prayer, and you can choose a country, and we'll send it to a church in that country. That's just one way, but there are all kinds of partnerships. We're working with Anglicans and Catholics and Jewish communities all around the world, and so we welcome anyone reaching out, have questions. You can also do that tonight on the free webinar Q&A, or you can email us through the website.
Great. Thank you, Luann, very much. We'll take a break right now, but it's 21wilberforce.org/ 21wilberforce.org. The one I'm looking at here says /launch, but try it either way. And it's at 7:30 this evening. And the other website you want to check is USCIRF, USCIRF.org.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-price tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
Anyone who knows my mom knows that she's got something wrong with her, and it's called smileitis. On good days, she's smiling. On bad days, she's smiling just as big. Growing up, if I did something the opposite of smart, she'd just hug me and smile. And she's the person that if a stranger, for no apparent reason, would kick her in the shins, I'm telling you, she'd somehow smile and ask if they needed anything. As a kid, it somehow annoyed me, until I got older and realized she's actually a superhero. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. And if you'd like to meet my mom, you actually can. She's a big part of our faith and family mortgage team that is committed to serving WAVA listeners. And a smiley thing about us is that we have a unique direct lender advantage that could save your family or your mom monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Last December 23, a group of police and city officials removed the building permit placard from a church building in Tanjung Pinang, Indonesia. Local reports stated that the church had violated permit rules, but church leaders dispute the claim. The mayor who revoked the building permit had previously seemed supportive of the church, even attending its groundbreaking in 2008. In a Facebook post, the church's pastor wrote an open letter to the mayor, promising to pray for him. Praise God for this gracious and loving response, and pray the Lord will soften the mayor's heart towards these believers, opening the door for greater ministry opportunities.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA this Thursday, May 7th, is, as you know, the official day for observing the National Day of Prayer. It has a rich history behind it, but faced right now with the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of folks are saying, well, what's going to happen? Well, I tell you what, it's not going to be canceled. It's not going to be postponed. But as my guest this hour is here to explain, it's going to look a bit different than years past. Joining us to talk about it and explain some of the very exciting things coming up this Thursday, Dion Elmore. He is the Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations for the National Day of Prayer. He served in a number of other capacities in years past, and we'll mention perhaps a few of those as we proceed. But, Dion, it's an honor to welcome you back to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Don, thank you so much. It's great to be with you, and I am so excited about what God has planned for this year's National Day of Prayer.
Well, I think it's an encouraging word that people need to hear because of so much that has been canceled out by virtue of what we're going through. I'm sure a lot of folks, in fact, I had folks say, well, is there even going to be a National Day of Prayer this year? So, number one, there's always a theme and there's always a scripture, and this is an exciting one for this year. Let's start there. What's the theme for this year and what's the key verse?
The theme for this year, Don, is pray God's glory across the earth. And we took that from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14 specifically, where it says, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And we really took a lot of encouragement from that scripture, for the earth will. You know, we capitalize it internally when we talk about this. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And we need to understand the glory of Jesus, especially now as we have this open door to share Jesus with a culture that so desperately needs it.
Now, they've always had a host or a co-host through the years. Who is heading up this effort this year?
The co-host this year is Will Graham. So we have Kathy Branzell, who's the president of the National Day of Prayer hosting, and Will Graham will be the co-host of this year's national observance, our national broadcast. And Will, of course, is Billy Graham's grandson, Franklin's son, and works with Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, a third generation of Grahams to proclaim the gospel. And we're excited to have him on board.
Well, tell us what can happen. We know what can't happen this year because of the virus, but I think normally what I saw, they're going to be, usually there are some 60,000 or more events all across the country. Of course, it's especially focused right here in Washington, D.C., both up on the Hill and so forth. But what's going to be the alternative, or what are going to be the alternatives this year?
You know, that's we've had to pull out the stops related to creativity. You know, of course, we want people to observe, their local regulations, the things that are in place, asking people to honor the local authorities regarding the number of people gathering and such. So whether you're in an area that has been opened up for gatherings, whatever size they are, we just ask people to be careful and to practice some distancing. And one of the things that we're doing in a lot of communities, especially where they can gather together, is they're gathering together in smaller groups, and they're gathering together and practicing some spacing and going along with the criteria that's been put forth. In other communities that aren't open yet, and there are quite a few of those around the nation, or they're not open to the large gatherings like we're used to every single year, they're doing some creative things. We have people that are doing prayer parades through their town, where people are getting in their cars and they're driving through their towns and they're praying over specific areas or groups or churches or, you know, city halls. And they're gathering together, and we've been using this term, gathering together individually to pray for America. Mm.
That's exciting, and I'm sure people's minds are spinning with ideas, as you've just suggested some of them. They can do so much besides what we usually do. And in fact, as you already said, you kind of tap deeply into the creativity well to come up with some of these new ideas. But I also noticed that there's going to be an experience of virtual praying together, if you will, on Thursday evening. And there are going to be some outstanding leaders of those prayers. Can you take us there?
Sure. The thing that's really exciting about the National Day of Prayer is the task force has always rallied prayer as a grassroots effort. So people out there, those 60,000 events that normally happen, those people are doing a lot of the same things that we're doing nationally. The first is virtual events, and I don't want to miss that. They're doing virtual events in their local areas, which they can find if people go onto our website, nationaldayofprayer.org. You can go to the events tab, and you can find something that might be going on in your area. But the big event that we have going on that normally is held in Washington, D.C., is what we hope going to be the largest virtual prayer event that's ever existed in history. We are praying that God gathers his people together to join us on digital platforms, and we have a variety of those. We are going to be on God TV. We're going to be on Daystar. We'll have radio broadcasts on Moody and Vought and Salem Radio Networks. And, you know, it's been amazing to see how people have rallied around this. It'll be on Facebook Live, and it'll be castable from the website as well. So you can go onto our website, find the link, and watch it there. So we're praying that, as Kathy Branzell, our president, put it, she said, these are unprecedented times to call for unprecedented prayer. And this year's virtual National Day of Prayer observance may have more prayer and more prayers than ever before. And I'll tell you, Don, God has brought some leaders together. We have, of course, Will Graham from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. We've got Rick Warren and Bishop Harry Jackson, Nick Hall from Pulse. Michael W. Smith is going to be leading worship. His wife, Debbie, will be there with him. Robert Morris from Dallas, Billy Wilson from ORU. We've got Pat Robertson doing a guest spot, Andrew Palau from Portland. And what we're going to have, this will be exciting, we're going to have a base where we're going to be broadcasting from, but we will be tying together Washington, D.C. Bishop Harry Jackson is going to be there in D.C. casting out. We'll have Nick Hall. He's going to be in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We've got Michael W. Smith. He's going to be in Nashville. Robert Morris is going to be in Dallas. Billy Wilson is going to be in Oklahoma. I mean, we have got people literally all over the country who are going to join together individually.
It's exciting. I see you got Jim Cimbala going to be out of New York.
Actually, and that was one of the changes. Unfortunately, Jim's not able to make it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so, yeah, that was you picked the only one that
I should have left it alone.
But you know what? He's with us in spirit and really encouraged us with what he's doing. He just had a conflict and couldn't make it.
Sure.
So, we've got all these other leaders who are going to be praying. And one of the things that we really want to emphasize is this is a prayer time. And so we will have prayer, and we will have worship, and we will have prayer, and we will have encouraging words, and we will have worship. So it's a great opportunity for people all across the nation to join us, whether they're on watching on television, on the websites, on Facebook, on listening on radio. They can join us, and they can pray along with us for our nation. There will be opportunity for that.
Folks, it's going to be 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. A number of different broadcast places to access: God TV, Daystar, CBN, TLN, Inlace, I believe also, as you said, Facebook, and of course, the radio networks, Moody, Bot, Salem Media Group, all the Salem Group stations, many of them carrying it. And in addition, folks can go actually to nationaldayofprayer.org and plug in there. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. We'll have a big banner on the front page, and all they have to do is click and watch.
You know, you may really, you said it a few minutes ago, Dion, this may be, in fact, more people praying together than ever before, because so often it's been confined to, can I get to wherever the location is, whether it's here in D.C. or some special event out publicly somewhere. But this is one that people can do right from their homes, their offices, their automobiles, or wherever.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we have Psalm 33:10, that God frustrates the plans of the people and he nullifies the counsel of the nations so that his plans can be established, his purposes to all generations. And even though we're used to doing things a certain way, one of the things we had to do when all of this came down is we had to shift our thinking and go back to God and say, Lord, your will be done. Now show us. And so we are excited. We really believe that God can use these digital platforms and this virtual experience as a way to call unprecedented prayer from his people to touch our nation. We pray in an unprecedented way.
Now, you've served as a senior pastor. You have been a leader of both Fortune 500 corporations and small business entities as well. specializing in leadership, creative strategy, marketing. Several years you were with Focus on the Family. You've co-written a book called The Front Line, A Prayer Warrior's Guide to Spiritual Battle. I mention all that to ask you, how has all of that edified you and enabled you to do the job that you're doing now?
Well, and I think the word you use, edify, it means to build up. And so what God, I believe, has used, just like he has with all of us who are listening, is he uses every single aspect of your life, every experience, every trial, every struggle to build us into the people that God wants us to be. And so, you know, my journey is no different. I've had some amazing mentors, amazing leaders, amazing experiences. But quite frankly, this one is equal to any of those others, being able to rally a nation and call them to pray for America on the National Day of Prayer. What a blessing for me to serve, and what an opportunity.
Well, thank you for doing it, my friend. God bless you, and we'll look forward to Thursday evening together.
Thanks again for having me on, Don. Blessings.
All right, that is Dion Elmore, Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations for the National Day of Prayer Task Force. And you can get more information, get yourself plugged in at their website, nationaldayofprayer.org, and also watch the various channels that are carrying it. And I'm sure all that information is on the website as well.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
And yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
As I reflect on the current pandemic that's making its way throughout our country, I am reminded of Psalms 112, verse 6 and 7, which says, "Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord." The psalmist tells us to trust in the Lord because those who put their trust in God develops a heart that is steadfast. So when unexpected events and dreadful news like this coronavirus visits your neighborhood, the psalmist says, don't be shaken or gripped with fear, but rather be encouraged, be a witness and a light in the world. And above all else, use this opportunity to draw close to God. This is Pastor Tim Dates. It's your faith. Walk it out.
Hello, this is Andrew Altman, founder of Best Buy Waterproofing. There's been a lot of rain here in the Maryland, Virginia area over the past 2 months, and there's more rain in the forecast. If you have issues in your home with basement moisture, mold and mildew, a crack in your wall, and water leaking into your home, I have a solution for you. My company, Best Buy Waterproofing, can fix your issue forever. We will give you a dry basement and get rid of the mold and mildew, moisture, and any issues related to water around the foundation of your home. Our work comes with a lifetime guarantee, and we are highly rated with the Better Business Bureau. Also know, during this unusual time, my team is fully functional and able to serve you with the highest level of safety for you and your family. Many hundreds of families have been served by Best Buy Waterproofing here in the Maryland and Virginia area. Let us help you too. Go to bestbuywaterproofing.com or call us directly 24 hours a day, 844-980-3707.
Good afternoon. This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. In Virginia, GW Parkway in very bad shape due to a fallen tree closing your roadway on the southbound side. All lanes closed between the George Bush Center for Intelligence. I'm trying to pass 123. Also northbound, also seeing closures due to this fallen tree. Sluggish in both directions. You want to avoid GW Parkway in both directions near 123 there. Also, DC 295 trying to recover from a northbound incident. Now blocking your left lane to Pennsylvania Avenue. You'll be sluggish with delays from the 11th Street Bridge. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. I'm Taryn Galbraith, the traffic on WAVA.
Tonight we'll have clear skies early, then increasing clouds, the low 48. Tomorrow into Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies with a touch of rain, the high tomorrow 56, the low tomorrow night 47, Wednesday's high 54. Intervals of clouds and sunshine Thursday, expect a passing shower or two, Thursday's high 63. Cloudy skies Friday with a little rain, it'll be cool with a high of 60. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. I know we've been encouraging you to see No Safe Spaces, but I do want to give you a caveat. It's not going to be available forever. It's a limited time offer. Right now is the time to see it. It's a really must-see film, folks, especially if you're concerned about the fact that on college and university campuses all across the country, as we know, the long-held constitutional right of just saying what you think, free speech, we call it, under severe, sometimes even violent attack as never before. It's a top-rated documentary film of 2019. Hollywood doesn't want you to see it. Netflix and Amazon Prime wouldn't help market it. But you can see it, and you can see it at a discounted cost by going to nosafespaces.com. Download it for you and your family to see at home right now. But remember, there's a 25% discount available for WAVA listeners. And the way you get that is use the discount code SAVE25. The film is a very sobering reminder of no matter who you are, if you think or say anything the radical left doesn't like, social media, work, even your place of worship, they'll come try to shut you down. Let's get prepared for it by being fully informed. NoSafeSpaces.com will help you do that. And remember, the discount code is SAVE25. Well, in her latest book published by Regnery, this one, by the way, a free book. Your ears ought to perk up to this. E-book form, if you will. My guest is offering 7 tips for staying sane when life turns upside down or COVID-19 appears. Dr. Meg Meeker has spent more than 30 years as a practicing pediatrician. She's the author of the bestseller that we talked about when it came out, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. And she has given many other words of good advice regarding child raising over the years. She serves on the advisory board of the Medical Institute, fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics, much more to her credit, associate professor of medicine at Michigan State College of Human Medicine. And she and her husband practice medicine in northern Michigan. Her website is MegMeekerEbook.com. That's the one you want to remember, MegMeekerEbook.com. We'll give you a reminder on that after a few minutes. But Dr. Meeker, it's an honor to have you back on the show. Welcome.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Based on what you're hearing, and now there's been a couple of, well, 2 or 3 months of this, seems even longer, what are parents coming out of all of this or going through this with their big, what are their biggest concerns that you're getting right now?
Well, one of them is just dealing with a huge transition between having their kids gone all day, they're at a workplace all day, and now everybody's home together, trying to do the same things they did apart. And that creates a lot of stress and tension in the home. So I think that a lot of parents are stressed dealing with the stress of the home. The other thing they're really having a hard time with, how to, get their kids to actually stay on task with their homework, their assignments. And a lot of parents feel like, I'm not a teacher, but all of a sudden now I'm a homeschool teacher and I have a job and I don't know how to do all this. So I think there's just a lot of stress everywhere. And parents are afraid that they're not going to do well by their kids, and their kids are going to fall behind in school, and they're just going to have, quote-unquote, sort of messed this whole period up for their kids.
Well, it's a big challenge, one that nobody probably was ready. Well, I guess the homeschoolers may have been in some cases ready, but even at that, it's, I'm sure, a shift for even them. How can they avoid some of the understandable tension that comes out of this? In fact, anecdotally, and I'm sure you're better informed than I could ever be on this matter, but I've heard there's been, sadly, some abusive relationships going on at home that ordinarily would not maybe occur except because of the increased tension and closeness. What do you know in that regard?
Well, you know, that it, sadly, that is true. I think that people who had abusive tendencies anyway were able to sort of keep the lid on them if they got away from the abusees or the victims, if you will. But now they're all together, and the stress just puts them over the edge. That's not excusing their behavior at all, but for people who are bent that way anyway, this can just unleash the worst in them. I think it's really important at the beginning to try to establish a routine in the home. We do well with routine. Kids do well with routine. And I think when we were first hit with this COVID stuff sideways, nobody knew how to handle the day. We were used to schedules, but now we didn't have a schedule. So the first thing to do is to try to get the family on a schedule. I'm talking parents to do to kids, you know, 9 to noon is study time, you know, then you have lunch, and then you go outside, you do some kind of physical activity. In other words, you move kids around in an orderly fashion, because kids won't do this themselves. They don't sort of self-regulate. So to do that as best you can is really important. The second thing to do is to work into your day some time where everybody's away from each other. And some people have a hard time because they live in a small apartment or a small house, but there usually are different rooms, and just sort of say to everybody, guys, you know, you need to go to your room for 15 minutes, half hour, whatever, because we all need some alone time. We need some space. And remember, kids need space from you as much as you need space from your kids. So they usually welcome this kind of thing. If possible, send them outside. You know, there's no reason you can't be outside as long as you're away from other people. So, you know, we forget about this. We think, well, we need to all be locked on inside because of COVID. Well, no, you know, go in your backyard and play if nobody else is there. But a sibling that you're with all the time, you have no problem doing that. So schedule and make sure you work in time when everybody's apart from each other, even for a little bit during the day.
In fact, I was talking with a writer, a journalist in the earlier hour about just that. Actually, years ago, you know, when kids were recovering from a cold or sickness or whatever, the day came when mom threw the windows open and or got them out of the house and said, go out and play outside. That's often the healthier thing than being confined into small spaces inside a building, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we need fresh air. We need to see the trees. We need some sunshine. Even if it's raining, we need rain. Rain is better for us than staying locked up inside because, you know, you just develop bad habits, and the more you do those habits, the more you do them. For instance, if we're locked inside too long, we tend to sit. And when we sit, we look at screens. And the longer we look at a screen, the longer we want to, and then we sit more. Or we get bored and we eat. So it's just, we just establish some really bad habits when we're stuck in the habits when we're stuck inside 24/7. So it's really important to get outside, particularly with kids. Kids have to get outside and run around and sort of work the kinks out, if you will.
We're going to take a break and come back, Meg, and talk about your ebook that you're so generously offering folks. Of course, I'm sure part of it is what we're talking about now, but you can check it out for yourself, folks. We'll give you that website and how you can access it. And also, some more questions I'd like our guests to share answers to, coming right up.
Hi, it's Chuck with A-Action. This is a message of faith and hope. I've had my share of challenges. There were times I didn't know if I'd make it. I recall Matthew 6, where Jesus told his disciples, "And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? So don't worry about tomorrow, for God has his plan for all of us." Be thankful, fellow Christians, for we live in the greatest God-favored country there has ever been. Through God, I trust, will not only prevail, but thrive.
Anyone who knows my mom knows that she's got something wrong with her, and it's called smileitis. On good days, she's smiling. On bad days, she's smiling just as big. Growing up, if I did something the opposite of smart, she'd just hug me and smile. And she's the person that if a stranger, for no apparent reason, would kick her in the shins, I'm telling you, she'd somehow smile and ask if they needed anything. As a kid, it somehow annoyed me, until I got older and realized she's actually a superhero. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. And if you'd like to meet my mom, you actually can. She's a big part of our faith and family mortgage team that is committed to serving WAVA listeners. And a smiley thing about us is that we have a unique direct lender advantage that could save your family or your mom monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tom, heard here on WAVA on Saturdays and Sundays on Discover Hope Today. You know, our nation faces unprecedented challenges, the likes of which most of us have never seen. The church in America has a golden opportunity to shine as light in a dark world and reap a harvest for Christ. Would you pray with me for our nation and the church? Merciful Almighty God, we praise you that your promises are sure and that you have control over all events. We pray for our country, Lord. Grant our leaders wisdom and good counsel. Grant our medical professionals skill and endurance. And grant our elderly and vulnerable protection and peace. We also intercede for your church to live fearlessly before men, to love others unconditionally, and to preach the gospel of truth to every lost soul. O Savior, we pray you reap a harvest of souls to the glory of your grace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Jesus told us that one of the greatest commandments in Scripture is, love your neighbor as yourself. It can also be one of the most challenging, especially during these uncertain times. Yet it gives us a unique opportunity to love our neighbors. What if every Christ follower prayed for two other people in the DMV? What if you could help saturate the whole DMV with the love of Christ? Join thousands in the Street Vine Lights Pray, Care, and Share movement. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Vine. That's WAVA.com, keyword Vine.
If you're interested in free speech,
this decision is disappointing and troubling.
If you're interested in religious liberty,
they're being incarcerated for one reason only. It's his faith.
If you want your constitutional freedoms protected,
the court clearly overstepped its authority.
Tune in to Jay Sekulow Live.
The court instead rewrote the law, something they do not have the constitutional power to do.
Weekdays at noon on WAVA.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-priced tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA, talking with Dr. Meg Meeker, author of a couple of books. One's a new one coming out. It's available now, in fact, free. We'll talk about that in a minute, but I want to remind you of her book we discussed earlier, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. And she is, I'm sure, still offering that available at your usual sources. But Dr. Meg, talk about this e-book that you've written. What is it really, and why have you chosen to offer it free as an e-book?
Well, I tell you, I wrote it because so many parents were struggling learning, knowing how to navigate, what to do with their kids, how to problem solve. So I really wrote it for my patients. And then I was talking with the great folks at Regnery, my publisher, and said, you know, I think this is a really important book at this time. And they read it and they said, absolutely. And I said, you know, I just want everybody to have it so they can get out there and read it. And, you know, money is not the issue. So just be able to have it, download it, and read it just to get some encouragement, because this is a time when we really just need to come together and help each other and do the best we can to give encouragement and hope and sort of a pat on the back. So I really wrote it for that reason. It's pretty simple.
MegMeekerEbook.com. That's all they need to know, right?
Correct.
MegMeekerEbook.com. Folks, make a note of that. Let's talk a bit more about some of the challenges for families with this isolation. We haven't talked a lot about it in this particular conversation, but certainly one of the issues that I think parents have to deal with is fear and anxiety. And you've already addressed the idea of the sense of everything's out of control. I can't control what's going on right now. And of course, would it be fair to say that kids tend to mirror what they are getting in that regard from us adults, whether it's fear and anxiety and tension or the sense that things are just at loose ends? And if that's true, how do we compensate or how do we correct that?
You're absolutely right. You know, really, they used to say if mom ain't happy, then nobody's happy. But it's really true. And that's what you're talking about. A parent or both parents set the tone in the house. And if we are scared and we're wound up and we're barking at everybody because we're anxious and feel like we're on pins and needles, all the kids are going to feel that way because kids get our cues from us. If they feel that we are calm and we're in charge, then they can look to us and say, I can lean on mom and dad. Mom and dad are going to take care of everything. And if I need to know something or need help, I can turn to mom and dad because they're cool, calm, and collected. So it's really important for parents, if you are afraid or you do have anxieties and you do have some fears, talk to another adult about them, and do so out of the home if you can. Because even if you are afraid, you don't necessarily want your kids to know that, because if they see you afraid, they'll be afraid. And we don't want our kids to be afraid. We want our kids to know that, yes, this is a scary time, and yes, the virus is out there, and we need to tell them what the virus is and, you know, and why we need to be concerned about it, but that things are going to be okay. Because we can tell them that truthfully. You know, if they get sick, the chances of them recovering completely are extremely high. And then we need to reassure them to the best of our ability that we're going to be okay. And again, we can be pretty truthful in saying that if we otherwise don't have any health problems. So, you know, if I were to get sick and I have no health problems, I would feel very comfortable telling my kids, I'm going to be okay. You know, the overwhelming majority of people like me who get sick are okay. And I think we have enough data now to say that to our kids. So to really give them some encouragement, give them some truth, give them some reassurance. And again, as we do that with our kids, interestingly enough, that will quell some of our own fears. So it can work in a positive way in two different aspects.
One more break. Dr. Megan will come back. A couple of more questions I want to get to. Dr. Meg Meeker with us. 7 tips for staying sane when life turns upside down or COVID-19 appears. It's an ebook that's free and available to you right now at MegMeekerEbook.com.
In touch with Dr. Charles Stanley.
Now, the Word of God is His written revelation of His message to mankind. And the primary way in which God speaks to us is through His Word. Well, how is He going to speak to us through His Word? Only if I am willing to spend time meditating upon the Word.
In touch with Dr. Charles Stanley, helping you grow in Christ every day.
Weekday mornings at 8:30 on WAVA.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing. And Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com, connecting you with new customers.
Jesus told us that one of the greatest commandments in Scripture is love your neighbor as yourself. It can also be one of the most challenging, especially during these uncertain times. Yet it gives us a unique opportunity to love our neighbors. What if every Christ follower prayed for two other people in the DMV? What if you could help saturate the whole DMV with the love of Christ? Join thousands in the Street Vine Lights Pray, Care, and Share movement. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Vine. That's WAVA.com, keyword Vine.
Listen to Turning Point with David Jeremiah, weeknights at 9 on Talk Radio for the whole family, WAVA.
These are uncertain times. You may be searching for resources that help with your fears and anxieties. We've found a great one and want to send it to you free. A 14-page guide with 10 ways to overcome your fears and anxiety from best-selling author and host of New Life Live, Stephen Arterburn.
I want you to experience God's comfort right when you need it the most.
To get this resource for you or someone you love, log on to WAVA.com, keyword overcome. That's WAVA.com, keyword overcome.
Christian women visit iBelieve.com, where they can explore the deeper issues of their faith and learn how other women have handled the challenges of being a believer. Go to iBelieve.com.
Only spiritual weapons can defeat spiritual strongholds.
Dr. Tony Evans says the problems facing married couples are too serious to be solved with worldly wisdom.
If you are rebelling against the authority of Christ over your life, don't blame God if your family's falling apart.
A look at winning spiritual battles in your heart, your home, and your church. This week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA, a couple of more minutes with Dr. Meg Meeker. This particular ebook, available free, is called 7 Tips for Staying Sane When Life Turns Upside Down. And Dr. Meg, I wanted to ask you about single folks who may be listening and say, well, that's great for families, but my problem is not too many people around me and where to put them all. My problem is I'm alone all the time, and I have my own sets of challenges. What do you say to them?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are a lot of men and women in that situation. It's really important to do your best to connect with people every day if you can via Zoom, FaceTime, any way that you can so that you can see face-to-face people who are going to support you, encourage you, love you, people that you can vent to, because we're all lonely, we're all having frustrations, and it's really important to talk that through. You can on the phone, but it's much better if you can do it face-to-face. It's not nearly as good as if you could be there and present with somebody, but that is really important because a lot of single parents are exhausted because physically no one's there to help them. And so just to kind of help them get through that period of time, I think the best we can do is encourage one another via Zoom. And again, as a single parent, don't feel afraid at all to make kids stay on a schedule for your health. You know, make sure they go to bed at the time you need them to go to bed, and make it earlier if you need them to, because you probably need some just time away from the kids on your own.
And finally, talk about the importance of all of us in our own ways and in our own spheres of influence or friendship or whatever, intentionally reaching out to some people who we may think really need a word of encouragement. In other words, it seems to me that's one of the ways I get off focusing on my own problems, my own needs. We've encouraged that even with the giving programs that we've done here on the air of getting people to turn out in terms of their attention and their concerns toward other people, whether it's making a donation to one of our campaigns or whether it's reaching out to somebody.
Well, not only is it the right thing to do, and that makes you feel good because it's the right thing, we do know anybody struggling with anxiety, even depression and loneliness, the best and fastest cure for that is to help others in any way that you can. And I've just found tremendous satisfaction personally by being able to do this, to help somebody with GoFundMe, to help donate money to somebody I need it, you know, to make sure somebody has groceries. It just makes you feel alive again to turn out of it, to stop thinking about your own needs and start thinking about the needs of others. It's incredibly healing. It's incredibly life-giving. So if you have a way on this show to help people find a place to give, by all means, listeners, start giving because it just helps heal so many ills that you have right now.
Thank you for writing the book. Thank you for giving the book as you're practicing your preaching, my friend. We'll talk again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Meg Meeker, and again, the free book, it's an online book, MegMeekerEbook.com, 7 Tips for Staying Sane, and it's free.
ActionHomeServices.com, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air, serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily, 703-922-1900.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.